On today's show, we talk to David about saving big with military discounts. This is WWDW, the Disney World Planning Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 231. I'm your host, Julie Elster, creator of WWDW.com, the Disney World Planning website. Today, I'm chatting with David, who is a wealth of resources if you are in the military and planning a trip to Disney World. David saved huge. I mean, I couldn't believe some of the prices, some of the discounts that he was giving to me. So on today's trip report, I actually split this up into three parts. Part one, I did a little bit shorter. It's the pre-planning stuff because we really talk about the discounts, how he got the discounts, where you can find them, resources, things like that. And then we split up the other two parts as his trip. So feel free to listen to the entire thing, all three episodes, the whole way through. It is still a typical trip report. I just wanted to split it up this way for people looking for resources, just making it a little bit easier to find. This first part could be a standalone episode. If you know somebody who's in the military planning a trip to Disney World, this could be, you know, the resource to help them save big on their trip. But not only do we talk about saving money, which is a huge theme and a theme that I think that we're all interested in, I'm not going to lie. We also talk about May the 4th and, of course, Cinco de Mayo and how David and his family celebrated both. We talk about Shades of Green, which, you know, truth be told, most of us aren't going to have access to Shades of Green, which is a resort on Disney property, but it is for military only. But it's really fascinating to hear about this resort because, well, I can't see it. I can't get into Shades of Green because I am not military. And you, even if you are military, turns out it books up quickly. You have to book in advance. You can't just waltz in. But on top of all that fun stuff, Star Wars, like I said, May the 4th. So we're building lightsabers. We're doing all the Star Wars things. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique was on the menu for this trip. A lot of great stuff. So I'm just going to go ahead and let David jump right in. Hi, David. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hey, Julie. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm excited.
All right. Let's talk Disney. What were the dates of your trip and who are you traveling with?
So we left on the 30th of April. I went with my mom, my wife, and my two daughters.
And where were you guys staying on this trip?
So we're making a quick trip to my wife's mother's house in Jacksonville, North Carolina. We're just going to be staying at a Hampton Inn there for the night. And then once we eventually get to Orlando on first, we're going to be staying at Shades of Green.
Okay, Shades of Green. So somebody in your family, you or your wife, are military. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. I'm active duty currently. I've been in about 12 years. This is going to be our family's very first time to Disney. We've been planning it for over a year and a half now. So it's going to be lots of new things for us.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. 12 years, that's a long time. Secondly, I really want to talk about the benefits of military when it comes to Disney World, because there are a lot of them. So let's talk a little bit about the pre-planning process. Shades of Green is it active members, retired military? Like, who is allowed to stay at Shades of Green?
So Shades of Green is a military-only resort that's located on Disney property. It used to be, I think it was built in the 60s, and it was supposed to be like, after Walt Disney World opened, it was supposed to be for like businessmen, those that enjoyed golfing. They weren't making too much money, so the Department of Defense actually bought it from Disney. It's still considered a Disney resort, even though Disney doesn't own it. They've got great amenities, two pools, three or four restaurants, and they have full and extensive bus transportation system to all the parks and resorts and back. It's located right behind the Polynesian Resort. There used to be a great walking path, actually, that would link it right to the Polynesian, to the Lanai there. It no longer exists because they are building this new Disney Vacation Club.
Yeah, they are expanding the Polynesian for DVC. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
But they have really enhanced their bus transportation system to compensate for that. So buses, they have six buses, and each of them run every 10 to 15 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
Okay. And the buses, are they Disney buses or does Shades of Green have their own bus system?
Yep. Shades of Green has their own buses, their own bus lines, and they're very accommodating. As you can imagine, the resort books are pretty quick, but it is only for military, mostly active duty. So they're active duty or disabled veterans, 100% disabled. They cater to your schedules a lot better.
Like, oh,
you can
okay.
ask bus drivers. They're very personable. You can ask them, could you come a little earlier? Or can you stay a little later? Or can you make this bus that's only supposed to go to Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom, can you make an exception and get us the TTC?
Oh, you're kidding. So they'll do that. Yeah, you could not do that at a Disney resort at those buses.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Now, let me ask with the buses. So if you're staying, let's just say you're staying at a different, you know, non-Disney owned resort that's on Disney property. For example, Swan and Dolphin is right by Hollywood Studios in Epcot. It's not a Disney resort, but it's on Disney property. Those buses will take you to any of the parks, but they don't drop you off in the same spot. You have to walk a little bit further. And for Magic Kingdom, they drop you at the Ticket and Transportation Center. Was that similar with the buses at Shades of Green, like the drop-off locations, or do they drop you off where Disney buses drop off?
Like I said, this is our first trip, so I don't have any experience with other resorts' buses. I can't tell you where they drop us off. So there was two main bus lines right there from Shades. One that was dedicated to taking you to the TTC for Magic Kingdom or Epcot. And then the other line takes you directly to Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom.
It sounds similar then to other resorts that are on Disney property and have buses but aren't Disney resorts. So really, Magic Kingdom's the only one that's kind of a hassle as far as that's concerned. But you're so close. It's not like the ride to Ticket and Transportation Center is any significant length of time. So it probably wasn't
right.
too inconvenient as far as that goes. Okay, so since this is for military only, how do you book Shades of Green? Like, what's the process?
They book up really quick. Even though military only accounts for give or take 1% of the U.S. population, it still books up quick. So the main podcasts that I listen to that kind of help have been Battleground Biscuits. They're a great resource.
Battleground Biscuits. Okay, what's that podcast about?
I'm sorry, it's actually a YouTube channel.
Okay.
They're a military lifestyle, mostly Disney vlogging channel. And they have videos on all the processes from booking your special promotional tickets through their website, booking rooms, booking special events that only Shades of Green offers, things of that nature. They really helped us out, saved us a lot of money.
Yeah, that's really helpful. It's been quite some time since I've had somebody on the podcast who stayed at Shades of Green or has been active military, but I definitely remember there being, like, in discussions I've had, there being confusion with how things work. And it's, I guess, not straightforward, which I'm sure you will touch on, but that's good to know. I'm going to look them up and I'll put a link in the show notes for this YouTube channel.
Yeah, so they recommend almost every outsource or resource that I've gotten into as far as helping military members have the best time at Disney. They recommend booking a year in advance. And you go on Shades of Green website, and as soon as 12 midnight on that year out from when you're planning to visit, as soon as that rolls into that day at 12 midnight, they open up what they have available on their website.
Okay, so it's competitive, it sounds like, if you're there at midnight refreshing to get a spot a year in advance.
So a lot of people do that. I didn't have to do that. I think I booked around 8 a.m. So, you know, I just woke up and they so happened to have the dates I wanted.
Okay.
But it will gray out until that very day that, you know, a year out. So you're not able to book until that day a year out.
Okay. And what are the advantages of staying there? I assume it's a discounted room rate?
Yeah. So it's way discounted. So you have to remember you still get all those bennies of staying at a Disney resort. You get the early entry. You get the extended hours at the parks. You have the full bus capability to the parks, transportation-wise. It's a resort. So like I said, they've got a spa. They've got two pools. One of them is kind of like a water park for the kids. It's pretty awesome. And yes, the prices. So the prices correspond to your rank. The more rank you have, a little bit more money you have to pay.
So if you aren't, you're maybe newer in your military career and aren't making much money, you get a discounted rate, or a bigger discount, I should say, on your room.
Right. So with military members, if you've been in a couple of years, you've probably heard of the space available. So the DOD has a listing for all of their different kind of travel benefits that are offered to the military members, and it's called space available. So whether you're booking at a hotel on a base, or you're trying to get a hop on a military aircraft somewhere for vacation, they have special space available rates for all of that. And it's a DOD mandated type of thing. And it all corresponds to your rank on how much they're going to charge you for certain things. So for the lodging at Shades of Green, it was a class system from E1 to E6 being the first price range. And it was $172 a night.
Wow.
Yeah, for a resort.
Wow, for a resort with a spa. Because like 172, I would think that's a value resort. You know, that's some staying right. all-star resorts. And there are no spas at all-star resorts. There are no water slides. There's none of that. There's your room, which the rooms are nice. But, you know, it is what it is. And there's a cafeteria. That's about it. So that's
right.
Amazing. That's an amazing price.
There's also poolside rooms that they charge an extra $25 a night for. And then there's suites that they have. They only have two actual full suites there, one on each wing of the resort. Those run about $700 a night. So you can see there's a range there. The poolside rooms are a little more. And then you have the junior suites. And then you have the, I think, family suites is what they call them. So there's different levels. We weren't too interested in the others because my mom was traveling with us and she wanted her own room. And so we wanted adjoining rooms. We thought that would be the most practical. And the only rooms that adjoin are the standard rooms. And so that's what we booked. And the standard room is great. Each of them have beds, pull-out couch, a dining area, a balcony, double vanity sink, and then a shower and bathtub combo.
Oh, wow. See, value resorts don't even have balconies. Value resorts, they're like motel style, where your room entry is from the outside. There's no balcony. Right. There's nothing like that. So that's for less than $200. But even the extra $25, that would have been $200 a night. You're still not even probably getting a moderate resort at that rate. So that's
right.
Amazing.
And it gets better. So I have some tips. So every once in a while, Shades of Green will release on their website, their homepage, certain months that will give a percentage off, probably because of like pre-booking and then looking at it and seeing where they're not getting enough people and they're not booking enough rooms. So it just happened that during the month of May, they were giving an extra 15% off of all rooms.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty cool.
So you really lucked out.
Right. And then on top of that, if you're a military member, you've probably heard of the Military Star Card. And the Military Star Card is a credit card offered only to active duty military. And it's got a lot of benefits, mostly directed towards buying at the exchange base. But they have offers where you can get up to 15% off all the purchases that you make on that card on the first day. And you can apply, and most of the time, you get approved the same day. And they give you a digital form of your card that you can use right away. So what we did is we applied for the card, and we got it. And that very first day, the very first 24 hours, we get 15% off of everything that we purchase. So we went ahead, and we purchased our room. We paid that off in full, purchased our tickets. And then we actually got gift cards from the exchange website, and got 15% off of $100 worth of gift cards.
That is so smart.
We saved a bunch right up front.
I by bet. Using that. That's an amazing money-saving hack there, timing everything just right so that you got all
right.
of that savings. That's so great. Okay, well,
really,
we're
worked out. So you got to call Shades to pay for your rooms. If you're trying to do that, they're going to send you a specific payment remittance form. So it's not as easy as just booking your room and giving them the card over the phone. They won't do that. So in order to pay for your rooms up front before you get there, you've got to email them. It's an easy process, but they'll send you the form. You got to put the card number on the form, how much you're paying. When you go to stay, when you go to check out, it'll already be paid for, and you'll just have to pay for parking and whatnot, which leads me to Shades of Green is one of the only resorts that has a parking garage. I think it's the only resort on Disney property with a parking garage.
Well, actually, that's not true. Animal Kingdom Lodge has like an underground parking garage.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So there is the one.
So, and it's not free. Not free. It's $16 a day. But you can also, you know, put that on your Military Star card and save that money too.
Were you able to prepay for that as well?
No. So I think I could have. We didn't end up doing that.
Okay.
But we ended up putting it on my Military Star card when we checked out. We actually, so they won't take your card for like in-resort expenses. So you have to put your major credit card on file. Just for the time being, they'll put the hold on it. And then anything, any expenses you accrue, like through the restaurants there or the service places they have there or the exchange, they'll charge it to your room card. But you can go ahead and pay that balance off with your Military Star card, and you get an extra 10% off of all your purchases there at the resort.
Wow. Everything.
Everything, as long as you charge it to your room and you pay it off at the end with your Star card, you get 10% off.
Wow. Everything. So the Military Star card isn't run by like Visa or MasterCard. It's its own separate thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's no major credit card company on it.
I guess that explains why they probably can't take it over the phone, why they need just a regular card for incidentals, but then they can, you know, process it at the end.
Right.
Okay, this all very interesting, very helpful. Let's talk a little bit about tickets. Because I know that discounted tickets are available. So what kind of tickets did you get, and how do you get the tickets?
Right. So for the tickets, there's usually a couple of different military promotional type of tickets that are available every year for military members. The most popular one, and the one that we chose, was called the Military Promotional Ticket. It's released every year, usually around October. It was released for the year 2024 in November of last year. It was a little late. So they released November 14th, and they were $365 a piece. So with these, though, you have less control with the Military Promotional Tickets. So with them, they're a date-based ticket. So you've got to actually have a park reservation for each day. And they're limited to a 4, 5, or 6 day. You can't stay for any less than 4 days. That's their lowest price point. And at that price point, they're park hoppers and they're $365 a piece.
Hold on. I need to pull up Disney's website really quick because I want to see what 4 day park hopper, what the price is going to be. $692. Yeah, that's a pretty significant savings right there. That's right. Huge.
And you've got to remember, I bought them with my Military Star card.
So an additional discount.
Which saved me 15% off there.
Oh, yeah. That's so great. Okay.
So you're at what, 330 and some change.
All right. So where do you buy these tickets from?
So you can buy them through your MWR. So that's the welfare and morale at your local base. You can buy them through there. That's the most popular place. But since we're staying at Shades, we had the opportunity to buy them through Shades of Green. Which was a better option, because if you buy them through your MWR on base, you're going to have to activate them when you get to the park. If you buy them through Shades of Green, you don't have to activate them. They're already activated. You have to make your park reservation, but you don't have to do anything after that.
How would you activate them at the parks?
So if you were to get the Military Promotional Tickets through your MWR, you would have to go to the guest relations at Disney Springs or the TTC.
Oh, what a pain. So on your way to the park the first day, you're not rope dropping because you have to stop and talk to guest services before you can do anything.
Yeah, or you'll have to just get there early.
Yeah.
You know, the TGC opens a little earlier than parks do typically, but.
Are there other options for tickets, for military discount tickets?
Yep. So then on the Disney website or your MWR as well, you can purchase a Magic Your Way ticket. And those are discounted for active duty military. I'm not 100% on the prices on those. They're not as good of a deal, but you have more control. They're more of like your normal regular tickets. You don't have to reserve a park. They don't have blockout dates. So that's something I forgot to talk about. So there's blockout dates for busier times.
I'd imagine that's another perk of just getting through Shades of Green is you don't have to worry about that. Like they know the dates that you're staying there and going to the parks. So they're only going to offer you tickets that are currently available during the length of your stay. So
right.
Just another positive to going directly through Shades of Green. Anything else on like the planning front before, you know, we actually dive into your trip?
So 60 days out, So usually when you stay at a Disney resort, you're offered the 60 days out plus the amount of days you stay in order to book dining and events, right, early. So I tried 66 days out because we had 7 days of stay, and I just tried the 6 days out, and I wasn't able to book anything through the My Disney Experience app until my 60 day out.
So it's 60 days. It is still 60 days, but you can book up until the end of your stay. So it's 60 days from when you check in, but you can book through your checkout date. So that's why they say, like, oh, it's you get an advantage. 'Cause if you're booking a restaurant for like the last day of your stay, technically that's, more than 60 days out. So that's I it is a little bit confusing.
Gotcha. So about 66 days out, I was able to start booking things, and I didn't have any issues. So I was really worried about that. I was worried I'd have to go through a third party company or something like that. And I don't know if it was just because of the times we picked, May, the first week in May, not being busy or whatnot, which I thought was crazy because it is Star Wars Day on May the 4th, which was another big reason why we went this week. Yeah, we booked our Boogie Bappy Boutique. We booked Savvy's, Oga's, F. Mickey's, Akershus, all without any problems at all.
I was going to say maybe you just didn't book popular stuff, but you just listed a bunch of popular stuff. So
Yeah, it was pretty
that's
amazing. And it
great.
wasn't like I woke up at 12 a.m. It was probably around 8 or 9 in the morning again.
My guess would be it's like spring break is over and kids are not quite out of school yet for the summer. So you're kind of in that sweet spot in between where they've either just traveled or they're waiting to travel. So,
Right.
maybe you hit that good spot.
Yeah, it worked out great. I didn't have any issues booking early. I even booked a spa day. So Shades of Greens, like I said, has a spa. It's a great spa. They do everything. I booked a spa at the Magnolia Spa there at Shades of Green, and they have great deals and offers. So for a 40-minute back foot massage and 20-minute facial, 10-minute scalp massage with aromatherapy, it was only $110 per person. Yeah.
What just a regular Swedish massage is often $100+.
Right. And it's right there, walking distance from my room in the resort. It was pretty awesome.
That's great.
And then I also had to book a stroller and ECV prior to another thing we need to talk about is the DAS. So my mother, she has a myriad of different conditions that would make the trip for her unbearable if she had to stand in lines for a long time. So we went with rent Orlando scooters for our stroller. We got a double stroller for our daughters, and we got an ECV for my mom. They have a 10% military discount. That's kind of what swayed me to them, and they had really good reviews online. They also have free delivery and pickup bell services at any Disney resort you stay at, including Shades of Green. And that was great. Like I said, no issues booking anything that we needed to prior to the trip. My mom did have some issues with a DAS though that I wanted to address.
Oh,
So,
okay.
as you probably know, starting May 20th, Disney has officially announced that they're going to be changing a lot of their specifications and policy regarding the disability assistance. So, like I said, she has lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, and she just had a full hip surgery in March. Her coming with us was kind of up in the air for a
Yeah,
long
she's not
time.
walking those 30,000 steps and standing
Right.
in, 90-minute lines and whatnot. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. She's even beat two types of cancer. So, like in her own words, she's a strong Irish broad. So, but even with that,
Even
she there's
so,
no way.
give the woman a scooter and a DAS pass.
Right.
She's earned
Yeah.
it.
So the first time she applied right at the 30-day mark prior to leaving. She was denied.
What?
She was told that new rules exist where only certain cognitive disorders qualify. And she also said the re representative was very rude. Didn't sound like a normal run-of-the-mill Disney Resorts representative.
Weird.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I mean, you listen to the podcast, I talk to people pretty regularly who use DAS. I've never once spoken to somebody who's been denied. I understand that the rules are changing, and I've been very curious, like, is it really going to impact people? I appreciate that they don't want people taking advantage, but to me, it sounds like hip replacement qualifies as somebody who shouldn't be on their feet standing in line for long periods of time. So when they say you don't qualify, do they give any further reason or explanation?
So my mom didn't ask questions. They kind of didn't leave it to be an open conversation. They asked her why she needed it. He told me she expressed, you know, her conditions. And they said because she doesn't have a cognitive disorder that she doesn't qualify because of the new rules.
My guess is because the ride cues are wheelchair accessible, that they're like, well, you can be in a wheelchair and you can still get through the ride queue.
Right. And that's kind of what we assumed as well. But unfortunately, if her hip was the only issue, we probably would have been fine.
But right, right. You said there are other issues.
The ability to stay in the heat for long periods of time, that really would have ruined it for her. So she called me pretty much in tears, telling me that she wasn't sure if she's going to be able to go now.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
And I contacted Battleground Biscuits, and they actually came out with a video addressing this. A lot of people are having issues getting DAS right now.
Okay, so the YouTube channel that you referenced earlier, who helps military families plan, you reached out to them and said, here's the situation, and they released a video regarding your exact situation.
Exactly.
Okay, what were their tips?
So pretty much what it boiled down to was try again. So if you deserve the pass and your vacation is going to be completely ruined without it, like my mom wouldn't be able to join us at all without it, to reach out and express that. So my mom didn't tell them the first time she called that it was an absolute need, that she would not be able to be in the parks for any amount of time, you know, or the 10 minutes or so without a DAS pass. Like there was no way she was going to be able to wait in line more than 10 minutes for any type of ride or attraction. And so when she expressed that, they gave it to her no problem. She also told them, you know, I understand that people are misusing the pass and they're abusing it, but I'm not one of those people. And she offered to send her credentials and everything from her doctor and whatnot. And they said, we don't need that. But I was very surprised that they wanted actual, you know, information on your conditions.
Yeah, I think it's a really fine line with what they can and cannot ask you as far as your condition.
Right.
So, and I think the advice that you got was good. It's often the same advice that I give for any sort of issue. Like if you call Disney with any sort of issue and you don't get the answer that you're looking for, just say, okay, thank you, hang up, and then call back. Because odds are you're going to get a different representative. Like, what right. are the odds you're going to get the same person? There's so many people who work there. So just try again and
exactly.
state your case again and kill them with kindness, which it sounds like she did in this case. And I'm glad that it worked the second time around.
It worked out. There was one other issue, though. When she was accepted, we learned that she was supposed to be offered 2 pre-arrival ride bookings.
Yes, yes.
With a DAS. Well, the representative didn't mention that at all. And so obviously, you know, the process of the whole video call to describe your symptoms and your eligibility isn't all that crazy. I think my mom said she did have to wait like 20 or 30 minutes on hold. So there is an amount of time there, and it just wasn't worth it for her to pursue getting those 2 pre-arrival bookings after the fact.
I hate to say it, but 20 to 30 minutes with Disney is not bad in Disney time, because there have been times where I've been on hold for 1 to 2 hours. So,
Yeah,
it's rough. Okay, so we've got DAS, we've got Orlando Scooter, we've got all of our military discounts on your resort tickets. Anything else pre-planning that, because you so far are full of gems. The first 30 minutes here are just gems. So any other tips for your pre-planning?
There's a lot you can schedule. I think I found it for a first timer. You know, obviously, it was really overwhelming. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to organize and get together. I plan, you know, a lot of things in my life, so it wasn't too bad for me. But as long as you take care of the majority of the things that you need to prior to arriving in the park, I think that's like my biggest tip, especially for military members, those staying at Shades of Green. You can pretty much book everything and pay for everything in advance. And the more you do that, the more time you have when you actually get to your vacation to just do what you want to do and not have to worry about
that. That's great. That's good advice. All right, we're going to stop here for part one. Like I said, part one, mostly pre-planning and some great money-saving tips. Jump right into part two for the rest of David's trip. I'll see you in the next episode.